Hello and welcome to a show that we are calling the Space Case Sarah Show with the space nerds, Kavi Rose and Benjamin Salas. And I will introduce these co-hosts in just a second here, but I really wanted to thank everyone who has been listening to IROC Space Radio over this past year. We have been on such an adventure. It's been so exciting, and I cannot be any more grateful for the support of everyone who has been listening. So thank you so much for supporting IROC Space Radio. As a reminder, you can go to irocspaceradio.com and you can find information to sign up for our, it's a crew club. And we are also usually doing some sort of a giveaway or a promotion. So make sure you head over there and sign up for those things, because who doesn't want free stuff? I don't think that that's possible, right? Who doesn't want free stuff? So these episodes, we have decided in true space nerd fandom, are going to be named after elements of the periodic table. And so with that, we of course had to start with episode one being hydrogen, because I felt like it would have been almost like sacrilegious to not choose hydrogen for episode one. And let me introduce these co-hosts of mine. First is Kavi Rose, all the way from the land down under. And Kavi, would you like to introduce yourself and then also introduce what segment you're going to regularly add to this show?
Sure, Sarah. Thank you for that warm, energetic introduction. I'm super excited to be here. I'm so excited to be here with you and with Ben. My background is astrophysics. I'm currently a grad student at the University of Sydney, working on radio astronomy. I study stars both within the galaxy and outside the galaxy, doing lots of cool things. And I love science communication. That's why I'm here. So outside of the research, I try to share as much of that as I can with other people. And one way that I'm going to be doing that is with my regular segment on this show, sharing fun facts about space, about science. I got a lot to say about hydrogen, I promise you. So yeah, looking forward to it.
That is awesome. And do you have a quick fun fact about hydrogen right now?
Ooh, hydrogen. Yes. Basically the only, oh, I think Ben's got one afterwards as well.
Ben got one too. Okay, we'll get to you.
No, go ahead.
I just think it's just wild to me, like what a role that hydrogen actually plays in the universe, and how hydrogen and helium were pretty much the only things created by the Big Bang at the start of the universe. You know, something like nearly 80% hydrogen, 25% or so helium, and a little bit of lithium and some other kind of isotopes hanging around there. But like most of the stuff that was created was just hydrogen. And from those basic building blocks, we ended up with everything else, you know, all of the complex chemistry that makes us up. And to me, that's just wild.
That's amazing. And isn't that so aprioso for an episode like this? I think that that is perfect. Benjamin, totally. I don't know why I haven't thought of asking you this before. And do you like Ben or do you like Benjamin?
Let's considering the fact that my mother might listen, let's go with Benjamin.
Okay. Hi, Benjamin's mom. Well, Benjamin, why don't you introduce yourself and the segment that you're going to be contributing to this show?
Sure. My name is Benjamin Salas. I am a science communicator for a long time now. I run a page called Science Actually on Facebook, and it's got quite a large audience. And getting into podcasting is something I've been hoping to do for a long time, especially with great talents like you guys. I'll be bringing to the table, well, we're going to have some fun talking about everything.
Oh, we will.
But I'm going to be doing the On This Day in Science, or this is going to be weekly, on this past week in science history. Things that were invented, scientists who were born, that kind of stuff. And I was going to totally jump on that hydrogen is 80% of the universe thing.
Oh, he stole your thunder.
I'm raising my hands.
So fitting big, for an Australian.
That was my one big...
It's because of the time zones. We're ahead.
Yeah. He beat me to it. He's ahead of us.
Yeah, so they have some segments that they're going to be bringing each week, but we also have some segment ideas that we're going to be rotating throughout the month. we want to highlight maybe organizations or companies who are making positive changes through science. We might do something along the lines of a space sound of the day or the week, which we could totally integrate some giveaways into that. And like you said, space birthdays. And we just have so many awesome ideas percolating. I think that we are not going to struggle having really cool segment things throughout each month. And I'm also really excited that you guys are really excited to also do a probably once a month live stream that we will do on Facebook and YouTube. And I think I love, so both of these guys, by the way, to our listeners, are huge fans of puns and memes and all things witty. Benjamin, I know, is a very big fan of whiskey. So our live streams, we think, are going to be called the Space Bar because it is a, it's punny, and we will have beverages with our space bar. So we will announce at some point what the time and day that will be for those. But in the meantime, we are just this hydrogen episode is just for us to get to know each other a little bit better and for the audience to get to know us as well. So most of the audience knows who I am and my backstory as Space Case Sarah very well. Why don't we finish this first segment though? Maybe let's talk about baby Kavi. Let's start with you, baby Kavi. When did your mind go, wow, I want to be a scientist, or, you know, what was that moment for you?
Oh my gosh. I mean,
what did you look like to baby Kavi?
I had blonde hair and blue eyes until I was like 3 or 4 years old. Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That
we're
going to
need some photos
world.
Of that.
Those photos may or may not be redacted. I will have to check the archives on those. But yeah, I was, oh wow, totally, totally different world and time. And I think I was just interested in everything as a kid. And I gravitated actually more towards the humanities. I thought that history was super exciting and interesting. I loved arguing. I always thought I was right. So naturally, I was actually planning on being a lawyer, kind of the furthest thing that you can think of from astrophysics. And yeah, I mean, I had a whole series of interesting life experiences that brought me to where I am now. I basically found myself one day in an isolated place, looking up at the sky, having a bunch of really cool night vision equipment that I could use to amplify the starlight and see just how many stars there are around us. Also, that whole thing of like looking out into the sky rather than up at the sky was something that like blew my mind. And between all those wonderful things and, you know, getting to hear from incredible scientists and be inspired by incredible scientists like Carl Sagan, I found myself just fascinated with space and the cosmos. And, you know, despite being more of a humanities person at that time, I basically turned my life around at the age of, I think I would have been about 21, and said, okay, I need to learn math. I need to learn physics. These are the tools that I'll need in my tool belt to study the universe. And I've not looked back since.
I love it. Beautiful. And Benjamin, first of all, Benjamin's mom, if you have baby pictures of baby Benjamin, I'm going to need those submitted. You can reach out to me on
my
social
round.
Media. We're going to get that. We're going to get those. What was your, you know, when did you start on this path?
Kavi hit the nail on the head with Carl Sagan. I remember when I was a kid and the Carl Sagan Cosmos Show was new. And my dad was just fascinated with it. And I watched it with him and it was great. And I have a specific memory of the very first time I heard in one of the episodes when Carl Sagan said, the sun is a star, but close up. I had my whole like, oh my God moment as a little kid. And I stood in front of my dad. It's like, is that for real? And he's like, yeah. And then I asked right away the question, does that mean there's more Earths and more Benjamins around all the other ones? And he said, yes.
Just, oh boy. You
know, that's a good answer for a kid. And I've been in love with science ever since, my whole life. In college, I studied film and animation because I heard it was an easy A. And it was. It was a very easy A. But towards the end of college, I was realizing I'm kind of wasting my time here. This is fun. I'm talking about cartoons with my best friends, one of whom's my brother-in-law now. And so I enrolled in an astrophysics class just because I wanted to get back on the right path. And the teacher didn't want to let me in. He saw the attendance list on the first day and he saw, you know, physics major, film major. What are you doing here?
One of these ones is not like the others.
Exactly. He thought it was a joke and everyone laughed at me. And then I confided him that my secret that I've been keeping from my other classmates is that I've been reading all the science textbooks like off to the side where no one could see. So I had to take a placement test and I passed. And he was surprised. Ooh. I was surprised, but I still had to finish my student film. So back to film I went. But I never stopped loving science. I bumped into a buddy of mine. I made a buddy and a friend at a company I worked at. And again, he noticed me very secretly reading a NASA article on my monitor when no one was looking. It was at a sports company. And I noticed he was reading a National Geographic article when no one was looking. And together we started, you know, compiling all the articles that we liked. And from that grew Science Actually, which I've been doing for just years and years and years. And every single meme you see online about, you know, if you ask a scientist or a science fan to explain something about science, they'll do it. And right? I do. And every single family dinner, I'm ready to sit down with me. With my father, who's a science fan. My nephew is an astrophysicist at UC Berkeley. He's going to start in the fall. And we sit down and have these long discussions about, you know, infinities and whatever. And I just listen to them talk. And it's a dream. But
that's amazing.
Yes, science is, it's truth.
I just have this vision of you, like, with a hooded sweatshirt or, like, a trench coat or something, like, hiding in the corner, cracking open a physics book. And, like, you know, like this this dark, seedy thing.
Oh, my God. There's a great scene in my house many years ago. I'm up late in the living room, and it's dark, and I'm in the corner on my laptop. And my wife comes in, and she's like, "What are you doing?" And she takes the laptop away. And she's like, "Pluto? What are you doing?" I'm like, "Yeah, New Horizons, it's on the way to Pluto." I'm like reading, it's going there really, really fast. That was it. I got busted in the worst way reading about Pluto.
And now you're here. And also commonality between the three of us is Carl Sagan being profoundly influential. Mm-hmm. A lot of people know that I have a Voyager and Carl Sagan's handwriting tattooed on my back. So that is, you know, obviously something very, very bonding, I think, amongst almost every science communicator that I've ever bumped into, is that we all say Carl Sagan truly just changed the game and inspired us all.
Absolutely.
With that, we're gonna wrap up this first segment. I would love for you all to shout out your handles. So I am Space K Sarah. You can find me as Space K Sarah 22 on Instagram, and you can just find me as Space K Sarah everywhere: TikTok, Twitter. Everywhere. How about you guys?
Go ahead, Connor.
You can also find me at Fun Fact Science on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the Clock app, everywhere. I'm on all the good platforms for procrastination.
Yes. You can find me on Facebook at Actually Science. You can find me on TikTok at Science Actually. Somebody beat me to the other one.
Oh, no.
I'm on Instagram, Science Actually. I have a Science Actually Twitter handle, which I never touch. So on Twitter, just find Benjamin Salison.
All right. Well, you can find us on all the platforms. We're
everywhere.
And yeah, this is so exciting. I cannot wait to really get into the rhythm and the flow of this. And like I said, we have so many cool ideas for this show. And I really hope to be doing lots of giveaways and interacting with our audience. So you are listening to the Space K Sarah Show with my space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin, here on iRock Space Radio.